At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores kindness in action, how genuine kindness moves beyond words and feelings to become a powerful, life-changing force. Our key verse for today is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17. A kind person benefits himself, but a cruel person brings trouble on himself. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Now, over these past 2 days, we have explored the kindness of God and how kindness is commanded of us as his people. But today, we shift gears a bit. It's not enough to know about kindness. It must be lived out. Biblical kindness is not passive. It's not just a warm feeling or a nice thought. It's an action. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17 says, "A kind person benefits himself, but a cruel person brings trouble on himself." Notice it doesn't say a kind thought or a kind intention. It says a kind person. Someone whose actions, whose life is marked by kindness. Now, to truly understand this, we first need to recognize that kindness is meant to be visible, practical, and sacrificial. It's not something we feel, it's something that we do. Now, kindness isn't kindness unless it's acted upon. James chapter 2, 15 through 17 gives us a clear and convicting picture. If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and be filled," yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. Faith without works is dead. And in the same way, kindness without action is hollow. It's easy to say nice words. It's easy to feel compassion. But biblical kindness steps forward to meet needs, to serve, and to sacrifice. Jesus gave us one of the clearest pictures of kindness in action in the parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. A man was beaten, robbed, and left half dead on the side of the road. Two religious leaders, the priest and the Levite, saw him, but passed by on the other side. They might have felt bad for him, but they didn't act. Then came the Samaritan, the outsider, the one who, according to the culture of the day, had every reason to keep walking. But he stopped. He bandaged the man's wounds. He put him on his own donkey. He took him to an inn and paid for his care. And Jesus ended the story with a command, "Go and do the same." Kindness that pleases God is kindness that moves. It steps into the mess. It costs something. It takes time, energy, and sacrifice. Now, speaking of sacrifice, kindness will cost you something. Real kindness isn't convenient. It's sacrificial. Look at the example of Boaz in the book of Ruth. Boaz didn't just allow Ruth to glean in his fields. He instructed his workers to leave extra grain for her. He protected her from harm. He went out of his way to show kindness. And that kindness changed Ruth's entire life. Ultimately, it placed her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Now, biblical kindness often requires interrupting our schedules, parting with our resources, and putting others' needs ahead of our own comfort. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interests of others." True kindness asks, "What can I do for someone else today?" Not, "What's convenient for me?" So now, let's shift to how kindness begins with the small things. Sometimes we think that kindness has to be huge, a dramatic gesture, but often it's the small, consistent acts that carry the greatest weight. A listening ear, an encouraging word, holding the door open, praying for someone behind the scenes, or sending a text just to say, "I'm thinking of you." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, "And whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his rewards." Small acts of kindness have eternal impact when done in love. When we show kindness, we mirror the very heart of God. Luke chapter 6, verse 35 reminds us, "But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil people." God's kindness is not based on our merit. He is kind even to those who reject him. And he calls us to reflect that same radical, undeserved kindness to others. Our kindness preaches a louder sermon than our words ever could. Now here's where it gets interesting. Kindness opens doors for the gospel. One of the most powerful results of kindness is that it softens hearts and opens doors for the gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 tells us that it is the kingdom of God that leads you to repentance. Kindness prepares the soil of the heart for the seed of truth. In a world marked by division, hostility, and harshness, kindness stands out. It makes people curious. It draws them in. When we show Christ-like kindness, we earn the right to speak truth into people's lives. So let's take a moment to explore practical ways to live out kindness in our daily life. If you want to put kindness into action, here are some practical ways to do that. Start your day with a prayer. "Lord, show me someone who needs kindness today." Pay for someone's coffee or a meal. Write a note of encouragement to someone who's struggling. Or volunteer your time at a ministry or local outreach. You can be patient with difficult people or forgive offenses quickly. Even just smiling at strangers, because you never know who needs a reminder that they are seen and valued. Now, what I want to focus on next is the dangers of withholding kindness. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17 warns us, "A kind person benefits himself, but a cruel person brings trouble on himself." When we withhold kindness, when we respond with coldness, selfishness, or cruelty, we not only hurt others, but we harm ourselves. Bitterness, anger, and isolation grow when kindness is absent. Kindness benefits both the giver and the receiver. Kindness strengthens our church. Kindness isn't just for strangers. It's crucial within the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 commands us, "Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Healthy churches are built on kindness that covers offenses with grace, kindness that forgives quickly, kindness that uplifts instead of criticizes. When believers live out active kindness, the church becomes a beacon of hope in a dark world. And kindness within the church overflows into kindness outside of the church. Now that brings us to the challenge for the day. Today, don't just think about kindness, but act on it. Ask the Holy Spirit, who can I show kindness to today? What need can I meet? And where can I go out of my way to reflect Christ? And then take that step, because no act of kindness is too small when done in the name of Jesus. Now to wrap this up, kindness in action is not optional for followers of Christ. It's how we embody the love of God. It's how we live out our faith. It's how we change the world around us. Tomorrow, we'll take this even deeper as we explore the power of kindness, how it transforms lives, diffuses conflict, and reveals the heart of God in ways that nothing else can. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.